News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's not what you think. We're still on the theme of building here, brick houses, other kinds of houses. We got our friends from Santa Rosa County here today with the Building Inspections Department. And by the way, they picked the song. I'll put a disclaimer out there right now. In the studio with me, I have Tamber Lee, Santa Rosa County Building Official. We have Sunny Northrup, who's the Deputy Building Official, and Jennifer Tilden, who is the Administrative Operations Manager, all with the Building Inspections Department. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I know y'all are busy. There's been lots of development, lots going on. Tell me everything.
Yes. So thank you for having us back again. We were here a few months ago for flood safety awareness and contractor licensing.
Mm-hmm.
This month, we're celebrating Safety Awareness Month, Building Safety Awareness.
Okay.
Yeah. So this month, we're getting to promote tips that highlight our department and what our team does.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been pushing out a lot of stuff on social media through the Santa Rosa County Board of County Commission Facebook page. And today we want to just kind of talk about what we do for Santa Rosa County. There's some what we really do, and then there's myths of what people think we can do that we can't.
I love myth busting on this show.
Yeah,
anything
and then
you
we
can do to get the truth out
yes.
there.
Yes, and then we can share a few tips of, you know, what you can do around your home mm-hmm. to help you have a safe home.
Excellent.
And just kind of, it's a very broad dynamic, a broad topic, but and then introduce our team. Sunny oversees our technical team. And Jennifer oversees our office staff and let them talk a little bit about their teams that they represent.
Okay, well, where do you want to start?
All right, well, Building Safety Month, I'll just kind of break it down is, you know, we are the Building Inspections Department. We're here to enforce the minimum required building codes that touch on, you know, the life and protection of your property. And building safety kind of begins at an idea. From the moment a building is imagined, component safety shape its development, its design, construction, the operation, use, and then the contributing to the quality of life and economic vitality of a community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're blessed to be a part of that. And we touch on a little bit of everything from the minimum building code from a structural standpoint to fire safety in both residential and commercial construction.
Oh, so you cover fire as well.
We cover fire as well. That is kind of, there's a fire code that is separate, but it intertwines very close with the Florida building codes because it's, you have both passive and active fire protection systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then we regulate plumbing, mechanical, gas, swimming pools, spas, electrical. And then we also touch on ADA accessibility in commercial projects and then energy and sustainability. We have an energy code that we have to enforce. So we touch a little bit of it all.
Gosh,
at the very minimum.
It's a whole lot. My
so.
Goodness. So when you're starting, when someone's getting ready to build a home and they're, how does this all start? Where do you start? Who do you contact first?
Well, it starts with an idea. What is that dream? What are they dreaming about? What do they want? And it kind of depends on if they want to build inside of a subdivision or if they have property they want to build on separately. And in the state of Florida, you have to use licensed contractors unless you can meet one of the exemptions. And an owner, homeowner, can do their own work under certain parameters. And you develop plans with a design professional and then submit them to us through a permit application. And then our technical team, which is Sunny's team, they'll take and review the plans. And once we get an approved set of plans, then we issue a permit to the contractor or the building owner. And then we go into a series of inspections throughout that construction project that are minimally required. And then once we get to the finished project, we issue a certificate of occupancy, which will allow them to either move into the home or if it's a commercial remodel, it allows them to open up for business. So, and then we work very close hand in hand with local fire departments, our planning and zoning departments, DEP, they manage the septic tank program, and then all of our utilities so that in work real close with FPNL so that we can make sure we get all those components together in a timely fashion.
So you do commercial and residential?
Yes, we do anything from a change out of a door window all the way to a high-rise project. So if you're wanting to remodel your home, build a new home, open a new business, and you're doing any kind of work, we are 99.9% of the time we're going to be involved at some level. And if we can tell that it doesn't require permit will guide you and tell you, no, you don't need it.
Okay. So. Well, Sonny is here. Sonny is our go-to guy. You're hands-on in this whole thing, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Now, is this your first time on the radio?
First time on the radio,
doesn't
yes.
he sound good? He's got a good radio voice, I think.
That,
yeah, you
here.
Do. A little southern accent, but it works for me.
Yeah.
So what is the most, I mean, tell me what you do.
So I oversee 7 planned examiners, and I also help oversee 13 building inspectors or different types
wow.
of inspectors.
Wow.
So
that's
what
like
happened?
An army.
Right. So what happens when you turn in your plan and your plans get approved, it goes to us. So we review those plans, whether it be a house or a commercial building, for the minimum code. And then once our 7 plans examiners look at that and determine it does, then we will issue your permit, and then our inspectors get involved.
Wow. Okay. So typically, is it a long process? How does it all work? Do you have waiting lists, that kind of thing? Or,
well, it's driven by statute, Florida statute, and usually we are above those Florida minimum statutes, so it usually takes for a home, we're running about a week to 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh, that's not bad.
And then the same thing for commercial. Commercial, depending on the size of the project, it might take us a little bit longer.
Wow, okay. So we also have with us this morning, Tamara. How are you doing? Tell me a little bit about your role with all of this.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
I'm the operations manager, and I oversee the administrative side of the department. So we have a pretty large crew inside as well. We have our 2 receptionists up front. We have 7 permit techs and a permit tech supervisor. And they will process the permit applications. They review the documents to ensure it's what we need for the review process. And they'll accept or return those if we need corrections. They assess the fees. They guide the customers through what's needed and what that inspection process would look like. We also have our contractor licensing coordinator, and she works with contractors to get them registered to ensure they have the proper documentation to get them through the testing process. And we have our floodplain administrator. We actually have 5 certified floodplain managers, but we have a primary floodplain manager who oversees the function. So we ensure that construction within a flood zone is elevated and built to the correct construction standards to ensure, you know, safety, and then the building construction is sustained like it's supposed to be. And then we have our Jamie. She is our basically like an office manager. She helps us, the 3 of us, and just the department overall, as you know, as we need things, to whether it's ordering stuff or helping with maintenance on the vehicles. She has a wide variety. So we have a pretty large team overall.
Gosh, yes. I had no idea. Talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department, we have Tamara, Sonny, and Jennifer here with us. If you've got a question about building codes, building inspections in Santa Rosa County, text it on in. This is our expert panel, and these are the experts at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back, talk a little bit about building codes and also how you can be safe,
yes,
in your home and in your office. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts are from the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department. Tamara Lee is here, Sonny Northrup, and Jennifer Tilden. I was teasing Tamara a few minutes ago because she said, I'm from the Santa Rosa County building office. Because I said, Sonny's got that southern accent. And she goes, well, I don't have an accent. So tell us some more about that building codes and building safeties, Tamara.
Oh, yeah. I lost my train of thought. Because it is building safety, right. Safety month, we are part of an international program that highlights building safety awareness throughout the month of May. In the state of Florida, we use the prescriptive International Code Council codes, and then the Florida Building Commission makes changes, and then what is the Florida Building Codes. But it's an international campaign, which is really cool. So this year's theme is Game On. How do you build your defense, your offense, your knowing your plan, what you're going to do to practice good safety. And it kind of opens up as we're about to approach hurricane season.
It's perfect timing.
And yes, and then, you know, unfortunately in residential atmospheres, residential home fires are one of the most common fires in the United States, primarily from cooking. So just a few tips on the average is you know, you want to always make sure your hallways are clear in your house. Each bedroom is designed with a means of egress window or door for an escape route. So in the event you do have a fire, you want to keep that open, make sure it's operable at all times. And then let your family know, what is that plan? Mm-hmm. If you were to have a fire, where are we going to meet up? How are we going to get out? Talk that over with your family, and especially with small children.
And you know, the strangest thing about fires, it always seems like they hit families at night.
It does.
When everybody's in bed.
Yes.
And sleeping.
And that is, I'm glad you touched on that. Homes are required to have smoke alarms. And check those batteries. Mm-hmm. There are new products out there that primarily use either lithium batteries. It's a 10-year product. You don't really have to change. But making sure that you have those working smoke alarms in your home, and that they're keeping things maintained. And then as you get into hurricane season, because we are in a wind-prone area, is if you do not have hardened features on your home, such as if you're in an older home that doesn't have impact-resistant windows or hurricane shutters, you might want to consider that in one of your improvements, and which do require permits, and mm-hmm. we help you through that process. But that's a good way to harden your home. Evaluating your roof. A lot of times your insurance company is going to help push that, though, that you're going to need a new roof. But there's things that you can do around your home. So that helps you build that defense of how to maintain your safety of your investment.
It seems to be all about being proactive.
Absolutely.
With your
Absolutely.
Safety. Yes. We're talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department on Pep Talk. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Okay, so talk a little bit more about May is Safety Month.
Yes, so this, I touched on earlier, next week we're going to follow our Facebook page. We're going to be highlighting some things that are about our innovation. You touched on that a while ago about our timelines. We have, similar to other neighboring jurisdictions, we all work off similar programs called My Government Online that gives our community the same platform that they can submit plans on. And then one thing that we do as a building inspection department that's unique that folks don't know about is after we have an event, say a hurricane, a flood, widespread damage, tornadic mm-hmm. event, our department is responsible for collecting that data of damage.
Oh, really?
To help get emergency declarations. So
that's interesting.
Sunny's team is very involved. We're getting ready to ramp up our training again as we enter hurricane season. But we do preliminary damage assessments, which collects the data so that we know if it's affected, major, minor, destroyed, and we push those numbers into our emergency management department, which in turn push those to the state level to help us get those declarations so we can get that aid in. So mm-hmm. we're very behind the scenes, but we have a very vital role in that first sweep, and then to help go through that recovery process, helping folks get their homes repaired, rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
So get our community back to normal.
When you're out and about, what are some of the violations and things that you see, Sunny, that you feel like, gosh, people should know this? Or this is something I just can't believe that they're not taking care of this.
You see some roofs still with the blue roofs on them.
So I do see that occasionally.
So you would think that. Maybe clean out your gutters.
Oh, that's a good one.
So
yes.
That's just some of the little stuff we see on a day-to-day basis as we do inspections.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's a sort of a flagrant thing that you think, how could you not know that?
I can answer that question.
Okay.
Signing
right.
contracts with contractors without doing your homework.
That's a good one.
Oh,
do
okay.
your homework.
Elaborate
yes.
on that.
You know, make sure that they put details in that contract and it's not just a brush over that's a generic type contract. Mm-hmm. Have them spell it out. What is that contract going to mean if they're itemizing stuff? What if it just says electrical? Have them spell out what that electrical bottom line means. Is that all your outlets, receptacles, lighting? If it's flooring, is that including floor, any other wall covers like in your bathroom showers? We've run into a recent situation where we were trying to get clarification on that. So do your homework on your contract before you sign the contract.
Could someone come into your office and have someone help them just take a look at it?
We could take a look at it. We're not the professionals in that. That would mm-hmm. really be more like a real estate attorney.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I do, we could kind of give them some guidance on, yeah, you might want to kind of check on this. But
so is there somewhere that I can go to see what the codes are? Because it's you know, one of the things we talk about is what is the purpose of building codes?
Yes. So the basic codes are on floridabuilding.org, and they have a free access component you can read, but it is a lot of information for a layman
mm-hmm.
To understand. But the purpose is, again, to provide that minimum level of public safety and welfare. So if you have an idea and you're not a contractor, let us help you through that process, because it is a lot of information to absorb, and we can kind of guide them on that. And then always they can seek a design professional too. We have some really good design professionals in our area that are architects, engineers that can mm-hmm. help them lay out and
because I'm sure you know
lay out that dream home.
You know everyone, I imagine.
We know quite a bit. We know quite a bit.
The good and the bad, yes. Talking with our friends at the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, something that maybe about building codes, how things are done, what you need to look out for, just text it in. That's why we have the expert panel here to answer your questions. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel this morning with Meg, talking to Tamber, Sunny, and Jennifer, all from the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department. Just a few minutes left. Is there a couple things you might want to mention before we go?
Yeah, I did want to say, Tamber touched on how complicated it can be for the layman term to navigate those building codes, but that's why we're here as a department. So we take pride in our customer service. We are here to help, and we want to guide you through that process. So we don't want to just hand it over to you as a checklist and make you have to figure it all out for yourself. So we are here. Call us, email us, come in, and we'll guide you through that process.
Right. To echo what Jennifer just said, if you have a question about heights of stairs, guards, mm-hmm. handrails, that kind of thing, if we don't know the answer, we'll look it up and find one for you, get back to you with it. So give us a call. Let us help you.
Okay. And you were mentioning when we were in the break about handrails, pool guards. You said about that?
Pool fences, guards, pool alarms, windows alarms for pools. If you have a question, our team's there to help.
What about home alarm systems, security systems?
We don't do home alarm systems, but we do. A pool requires you to have a specific type of window alarm for either a wave alarm, a window alarm, and stuff like that. So if you have questions about that kind of stuff, just give us a call.
Okay, that's something I did not know about.
Yes, so. swimming pool safety is very important.
Right. Okay, yeah. So May is Building Safety Month. Any other hints we can give to our listeners today to be safe?
There is so many.
Okay.
The biggest thing I would probably say is if you're wanting to do something to remodel or improve your home or add a swimming pool or an enclosure, upgrade your roof or windows, doors, please come let us help you through that process. If you are thinking about doing it on your own or engaging with a contractor and you're not sure who to use, we're here to help you. That is our goal.
Oh, we got a question that's coming in here at the last minute. If I enclose a back patio, do I need a permit?
Yes.
Yes.
Aha, yes. Who do you go to?
It depends. If you want to do it yourself and you own the property, we can help you through that process. We probably need a little more information on how much you're wanting to enclose. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have to kind of look at what the structure looks like to see if we need any kind of engineering or anything along that line.
Correct.
But they're welcome to come in and give us an idea, and we can walk them through that and give them some good information to get them going.
Well, you better give the phone number now and give that website and all your contact info.
Building Inspections Department, we're part of Development Services, 850-981-7000. You can find us on Facebook or the website, santarosa.fl.gov.
Okay, so thank you so much to Tamber, Sunny, and Jennifer. One last 2 or 3 seconds here. Anything you want to say, y'all?
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. Wealth of information. Again, website, phone number, one more time.
santarosa.fl.gov, 850-981-7000.
All right. Thank you, Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department, for all you do. We appreciate you.